Now we're going to hear about a Tunisian town that repelled an Islamic State takeover. Earlier this month, ISIS fighters attacked from across the border with Libya. They hoped to find sympathetic locals. Instead, the town rallied against the militants. But the attack is still worrying for Tunisia, a country with a new and fragile democracy. NPR's Leila Fadel reports.
The border town of Ben Gherden is a smuggler's haven, a place where men hawk subsidized fuel and other goods brought in from Libya some 20 miles down the road. But on March 7th, something else came across the border, which was much less welcome. A small army of invaders who wanted to rule. On the town's main street, I meet cafe owner Omar Rebshi. Through my interpreter, he tells me it was about 5 a.m. when the gunfire started.
I come here to my cafe and I find lots of armed people here. About five who are checking people, and one has the RPG and the other with the Kalashnikovs.
He says the gunmen spoke with Tunisian accents. They patted down citizens. If they were civilians, the gunmen let them go. If they were from the Tunisian security forces, the gunmen killed them right on the street. The armed men set up checkpoints on each side of the main road, and Rebshi says they made a declaration.
We are the Islamic State. We are governing you tomorrow.
You can still see the scars of the battle for this town, like on the shutters of a hardware store where the owner says a local official was executed.
So that's another bullet hole.
Because they killed the custom agent here.
Police say it was a multi-pronged attack by some 70 men. The fighters had trained with ISIS across the border in Libya, but they were almost all Tunisians. They brought extra weapons, hoping sympathetic townspeople would join their cause. Some attackers went to the home of the anti-terrorism commander to assassinate him. His cousin, Jilan Abdul Kabir, was with him. He shows me what happened. It started at the end of the long dirt driveway. We heard gunfire in the distance, he says. Then we saw a truck with masked gunmen drive by and then return. The attackers ran after the commander, cornering him in the yard. All he had was a pistol with 8 bullets. Kabir jumped over one of the walls to escape. He heard his cousin say, "I lived as a man and I will die as a man." And then there was an exchange of gunfire, killing the commander and 2 of the attackers. But ISIS had made a fatal miscalculation. They thought this was a town ripe for rebellion. Instead, the people rallied around the security forces. And in just a few hours, the militants had lost. Back at the cafe, Omar Rebshi explains that ISIS was trying to exploit dissatisfaction in Ben Gherden.
They thought that just because Ben Gherden is a city in the borders, there is no development, there are no factories, it's oppressed for 50 years, it's living under, marginalization. No one take care of it.
But people in Ben Gherden, he says, don't take kindly to any outside occupiers. And ISIS was turned back, at least this time. More attacks are expected. Hundreds of Tunisians are training with ISIS in Libya. And that's in part because there is dissatisfaction across Tunisia. Many feel the promises of social justice and economic prosperity after Tunisia's dictatorship was ousted never materialized. ISIS promises power, money, and paradise in the afterlife. To stem the flow of fighters and weapons from the border, Tunisia is building a wall with the help of the U.S. and Germany. Police Lieutenant Salah Mansouri summed it up this way.
The security of Libya is the security of Tunisia, and the security of Tunisia is the security of Libya.
He acknowledges there is a growing danger. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Ben Gherden.